I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman.
Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast.
Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message.
I hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
God bless you. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Everything about what God has done through Jesus Christ, amen, everything that God's done is exactly right. Amen. The only weak link in God's whole plan is the ones that He's working on. Amen. Everything else is perfect. Amen. The Word of God is perfect. Amen. The God of the Word is perfect. Amen. The Spirit never does anything that is wrong, never leaves in anybody an error. Amen. For frail mankind, God has given us the best hope and the glorious hope. Amen. And that hope is now. We also spoke to Brother Kennedy about that this morning. Christ in you and I is the hope of glory. Amen. And that is the measure of our eternity. Amen. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. If Christ don't dwell in the heart of a person, they're dead in trespasses and sins. They are dead in their spirit. Amen. Satan knew that Adam and Eve, amen, and so he's lying to them about the Word of God and about the caution of God and the warning of God in the garden. He said, thou shalt not surely die. He knew they wouldn't die an immediate physical death. Amen. Even though that the spirit wears against the flesh, brought under sin, amen, is not made to live in those conditions. God, amen, made man to live in righteous conditions. Amen. People say, oh, why does God let, I'll have all kind of things flung at me when you're trying to visit and witness, and people got to find an excuse, to blame God for everything. And how come God allows sickness? I said, that's not God's business. God hadn't brought sickness. I said, no, man and the devil brought sickness. Sin entered. Amen. And with sin entered, all manner of things that God had given man liberty from suddenly became a reality. Amen. Not only sin, not only sickness, but death. Amen. The death, natural, spiritual death, and natural death would ensue. Amen. God made man. Amen. He made Adam and Eve, put him in that garden. Had there not been no sin, they would have lived forever. Amen. Come on. God done it. Why you say that for, Brother Joe? Because God don't do nothing halfway. He does it right. Amen. But it's not God that I always try to wind up telling them. I said, but God was good enough and merciful enough and loving enough that after man had messed everything up, amen, God paid a high price in heaven. Amen. Sent Jesus Christ to come, amen, and fix what man and Lucifer had messed all up. Oh, aren't you glad that there is a remedy? Amen. I said there is a remedy. Amen. The only remedy for sin, amen, is not a government program. Amen. It's not a mind over matter. It's not an Eastern mysticism, a mumbo jumbo. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Him crucified, resurrected, and alive in the heart of men, women, boys, and girls is the victory over sin. My, this is the victory, the Word of God says, that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen to God. There is, aren't you glad there is victory that overcometh the world? Amen. I've had people tell me this year, I just can't get the victory over this and that. Amen. I said, have you let Jesus have it all? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. They ain't nothing that we can't overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the Apostle Paul as he says, I can do all things through Christ. He didn't say some things. He said all things. Amen. And I also was talking to Kenny this morning. He got on the subject of forgiveness. And I said, well, we can forgive through the power of God. Amen. I said, God gives us very good reason to forgive. If you forgive not, others their trespasses against you, neither will your heavenly Father forgive ye your trespasses. My, I want to tell you, God gives us a little bit of incentive. Amen. If God's so gracious to forgive me, then who am I? Amen. And Jesus told that parable, and I'm not meaning to go everywhere tonight. Amen. But Jesus told that parable about the man who owed a debt he couldn't pay. It's a great, huge amount. He's never going to pay that debt off. Amen. But he forgave him that debt. Come on, that's the type of that sin debt that we owe to, amen, God. He's forgave us that debt. He balanced the books. Amen to God. And the Apostle Paul said, God is in Christ. Amen. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation to reconcile the books, make it all good. Amen. Then when that man had been forgiven that great debt, he goes and finds a man who owes him practically nothing. Amen. And because he won't pay him, can't pay him immediately. Amen. He grabs him up, has him thrown in prison. Amen. But oh, the master found out about it. Come on, by the way, I want to tell you, I heard Brother Russell MacDonald, amen, preach a message many years ago, and the king found out. Amen. I want to tell you something, the king will always find out. Amen. And he said, you bring that man to see me. Did I not forgive you that great debt? He said, cast him out. Amen. And the outer darkness is going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. For he said, then, if you forgive not those who are your trespasses against you, neither will your heavenly Father. Amen. My. Oh, I don't know about you. Amen. But I don't want nothing to stand between me, amen, and the Lord, and me in heaven. Amen. Oh, indeed. I want to make sure that avenue is clear. Hear the Apostle Paul. Amen. Right into the church at Rome. Amen. He said, I'm ready to come to you. Amen. Glory to God. And when I get there, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Amen to God. And he goes on and declares that, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is he's not ashamed of it. Amen. You know, amen, I've seen a lot of people, well, I don't know this and that and the other. I said, let me tell you something. Just because, amen, things don't work out like they're supposed to, don't mean there's anything wrong with the gospel. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, what does it mean? It means there's wrong with somebody who's applying the gospel. Hello? The fault is never with God. Amen. When things don't go like they ought to with Brother Joe, I go look in the mirror because I'm going to find the fella who is messing things up. Amen. And it ain't God, by the way. Amen. If we don't know any better than that, we better get in an altar and get prayed through again. Amen. And we can start over and get it right. Amen. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To the Jew first, and also the Greek. Who? To everyone that believeth. Amen. So I must be by faith. Amen to God. I want to look for a little bit. Amen. At the power of the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you that if you we find throughout the Word of God the evidence, amen, of how mighty that gospel is. No wonder that the enemy wars against the preaching of the gospel. And I'm talking about the preaching of the real gospel. Amen. He don't care. Amen. About that. Amen. Them crowds that's after money. Amen. Preaching that. Amen. Come as you are. Leave as you are. Just make sure you leave a few dollars in the pot. Amen. And everything will be all right. Somebody's lying. Amen. I want to tell you, you may come as you are. Amen. But if you come and I come to Christ like we're supposed to, we will not leave as we came. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody has ever met Jesus by faith and in true faith. Amen. Kenny told me this morning, he reiterated what a preacher said, amen, about repent, about coming to church and asking forgiveness, and amen, and an altar, and planning on going back out and doing the same thing again. Amen. And asked the preacher, well, he have to, amen, what about that? He said, well, if he's saved, I don't think he'd do that. Amen. I read Brother Charles Grandison Penny, amen, many years ago in a little book called Crystal Christianity. Amen. Brother Penny said there is false repentance that goes on in so-called Christianity. Amen. He said a man or a woman that comes to the altar asking God to forgive him of something, amen, planning on doing it again, is not repenting. Amen. They're simply wanting to whitewash over what they're doing. Amen. And try to get away with it. Come on. God's not a foolish God. Amen. Repentance. And I told Brother Kenny, being repentance means to turn away from. Amen. We don't come to God saying, I've sinned, I want you to blot it out so I can go out tomorrow and do it again. Come on. I know there's such a thing as stumbling, amen, and making mistakes. Come on, my brother. There's a difference in stumbling and making mistakes than willful, one-on sinning. Amen. Tisha sings that song of whatever her name is that sung it. But, amen. My wants been changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad that your wants been changed? Amen. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. That's the power of the gospel. Amen. I don't care where we are in the world. It's on this side of the world, on the other side of the world. It works the same. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. It'll set the folks in India free just like it will the folks over here. Amen. Or if they're in China. Amen. Or in Russia. Or in the Ukraine. Amen. Or wherever they are. The gospel is just as powerful. Amen. Just as real. Amen. What must be the same, Brother Joe? We must all come by faith. We must all believe the Word of God. We must believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm about to feel like preaching. Amen. I can tell you, He says, He will deliver men, women, boys, and girls from sinful living. Oh, hallelujah. I said, when you come back, He ain't coming back for a stained up, amen, marred up, amen, church that is, amen, lukewarm. But He's coming back for one that has washed the robes white in the blood of the Lamb. She loved not her life unto the death. Amen to God. She's in love with her Lord. Amen. She's chosen, and she's not after any other. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. I want to be part of that blood-bought church. Amen. That's dedicated, consecrated unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. I can tell you, if men, women, boys, and girls will walk like that, they'll never run into anything. Come on. I said they'll never come across anything that is able to overcome them, able to separate them from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Why are people falling out by the wayside, Brother Joe? Amen. Somewhere along the line, amen, they quit committing, amen, to Jesus. They lost there. They quit expecting. They quit trusting God. Amen. They quit obeying God. Amen. And they wanted to have some kind of, amen, de facto religion. Amen. Brother Tony McCullough calls it religious shenanigans. Amen. However you want to label it. Amen to God. Nevertheless, amen, it is a hypocritical thing. Amen. To try to come to God. Amen. Looking for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen, to use it as a tool. Amen. I remember I read a devotional from by Tozer. Amen. In the 60s. We mentioned it this morning just briefly. Probably didn't finish what I started to say. Amen. Sometimes I do that. Get off on another track. Amen. And the title of that devotional was Saved From What? Amen. My. Amen. You mean to tell me they were having that kind of problem as far back as then? How much worse is it today? Amen. What am I saved from? Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen. Amen. He said what he was trying to say. They were trying to explain, amen, that Jesus had come, amen, to act as a slick, slimy lawyer to get people from out of going to hell, but never to change the way they're living. And now, if anybody believes that, they need to take another good look at this book. Amen. Come on, because it doesn't read anything like that. I don't know what brand they was reading, but I'm telling you, they better get rid of it. Amen. Because Brother Joe? Because it's not going to lead them to the pearly gates. It's going to lead them to some gates, all right, but not the pearly gates. Amen. Listen, I got to hurry. I got several things I want to touch, and I want to close. Amen. The power. Amen. You know why Satan wars against, he don't like real, Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. He don't like real people that are really saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and bubbling up with a witness. He can't stand that. Amen. Why? Because his kingdom is set to suffer harm. Amen. The Lord, blessed me, to preach about 2 years on the, on what I call the Baptist Network. Amen. All the soothsayers was on there. I'm telling you, boy, they Mr. Slick, and they could just roll that stuff off. And they was one or two fire brands. Most of them were independent Baptists who, had put you in hell for speaking in tongues. And come on with Brother Joe. That's all right. I told that by the vice president of the radio group. When I started, I said, I'm Pentecostal. From the top of the head to the sole of the feet, I don't change anything. Not going to come under no disguise. Yeah, I am what I am. Amen. I'm not apologizing for it either. Amen. So the Lord blessed us. Until the president got to listening when he put me on a big station in Virginia and I was going to have to pay for it. We were going to have to pay for it. But nevertheless, he decided they didn't need none of that kind of preaching. I said, well, I do believe it's the same kind that they do need. They need somebody to stand like John the Baptist and said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. Amen. You better turn in God's reproof. There'll come a time that he'll remind you why you didn't. Come on with Brother Joe tonight. Amen. Oh, he's going to... Well, listen, he stands in in the ways and in the chief places of... What he's talking about? Wisdom stands in the chief places of concord. Amen. In Proverbs. It rings out loud and clear. And he's saying, how long, you foolish? Will ye? Walk in that foolish way and not be turned into the truth. Turn ye at my reproof, God says to him. But many answered as... As the answer. Answered Jeremiah and said, we will not walk therein. Mm-mm-mm. Amen. God said, they stand you in the ways. Jeremiah 6 and 16, stand you in the ways and see. Amen. And ask for the old path wherein is the good way, and walk ye therein, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. They said, we will not walk therein. And I want to tell you, if you flip through the end of the book of Jeremiah, into the book of Lamentations, you will find what it brought upon them. And it's a horrible read. Amen. They're eating their children. Amen. Come on. They've been destroying them long before that. Why? They turned away from God. Listen. In this country we're living in, well, they've been children being destroyed. Not just the ones in the womb. The ones that make it out of the womb. Why? Because, rather than teaching them the truth, they've been taught lies. Some never been taught anything. I've visited the prisons and talked to young men. They've never been to church. They've never heard the gospel living in this country. Until they got in prison. My. I said, well, it's not too late. Woo! I'm too late. All my life, myself, I said, no, it's not too late. It's never too late to get saved as long as you're living on this side of eternity. I said, it's the grace of God that has brought that gospel to you. I said, if you'll receive what Christ said and receive Him for who He is and repent. I'm talking about repent, not mouth off a few words, not mumbo jumbo. Not trying to find a fire escape out of hell, but repent. Isn't it amazing how the word repentance has almost disappeared from preaching? Come on. Ask the Lord into your heart. Nowhere in that did I hear anything about repentance. I've always bothered Brother Joe immensely. Why, Brother Joe? Jesus said 3 times in the book of Mark, in the book of Luke, pardon me, chapter 13, maybe 2 times, I believe it was, he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. My, my, my. Amen. You mean repentance is the way to heaven, brothers and sisters. Amen. Listen, the only one that does not need repentance is the one who is perfect and makes no mistakes. And last, Brother Jocek, there's only one of those people. And he's got nail scars in his hands and his feet. Everybody else needs a nail in the holy place. Woo! Oh, come on. What keeps people from repenting, Brother Joe? Foolishness and pride. Amen. Pride, anger. Amen. All of those things. About three or four major, amen, entities that make up the flesh. Pride, anger. Amen. Hateful. All kind of foolish pride that springs up in man. Amen. Will carry them to straight to hell as they can go. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, you shouldn't say stuff like that. Amen. Now, somebody better warn people. Amen. It's a foolish pride that a man will hang on to that when he knows he's... Amen. Come on. Now, most of the time when God confronts a person, I think I read somebody posted, I believe I may have shared, J.C. Ryle, the J.C. Ryle group on Facebook. Every now and then I do go to Facebook, and when I get something like that pops up, I'll go on there for a few minutes and share it. Amen. It's not that, people don't understand the Bible. That is the problem. The problem is that they do understand it, and it says they're going to have to change what they are. Oh, we don't want that. We want that gospel that says we can live like we want to and still go to heaven. How come people got a mindset that way? Because somewhere along the line they have run into them folks who's telling them lies. Come on. Amen. I got news for folks that it ain't going to happen. Amen. My. I'm telling you, I the old guy at place, the Duck Dynasty, amen, told about his past life. Amen. How horrible that he was and what a mess he was in. He said, but I met Jesus. And said, when I met him, I didn't keep going the same way that I was going. I headed the other direction. Amen. My life is no longer in the mess that it was in. And I'm not doing the things that I used to do because I'm following Christ. Woo! Isn't it amazing? I think East Church of Christ preaches more than a lot of Pentecostal folks preach. Isn't that a shame? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen. Amen. I can tell you, we'll follow Christ. We won't follow Him in sin. We won't follow Him in unrighteousness. We won't follow Him in ungodliness. We'll follow Him in righteousness and in truth. I'm going to hurry. The power of the gospel. Amen. First Corinthians 1 and 17. Paul, again speaking by the Holy Ghost, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. In other words, he didn't send me to run off a bunch of pretty little yarns. Amen. Hello, pretty boy in Texas. Amen. Vain philosophy. Amen. Come on, rattle, 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 rattle. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you that that gospel doesn't confront people in their sin. It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care what anybody says. Woo! Amen. You shouldn't be that confrontational. I'm not. The gospel is. Ah, come on. If you're going to preach this gospel, it confronts sin right up front. Amen. Amen. I cut that out of my eye. Jesus came. Amen. Lived a righteous life to make sin exceeding sinful. Why, Brother Joe? To bring conviction on sinners. Woo! If you're going to bring conviction on sinners, they won't never know they're wrong and they won't never quit sinning. Hallelujah. Yes. Preaching like that gets you all kind of nice emails. Amen. I don't care. It's still the truth. Amen. That's all right. It's still the truth. And we're going to, amen, if we met just Jesus and we followed Him, we're not going to, amen, walk like the rest of that world walks. Let me hurry. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. That cross, that's not three nails and two pieces of wood, by the way. That is, the cross is the, amen, is the mindset and the spiritual complete act of submission to the divine will of God. It makes man, come on, deny himself, take up that cross, and follow Christ. Amen. And if you'll do that, Amen. He'll lay aside that foolish business. Amen. Turn his back on sin. Turn his face towards the house of God. His back on that heap of ruins. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I ain't left nothing in Egypt I'm ready to go back for. Hello? Let me hurry. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith that is written. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Amen. I read that last verse one more time. Faith. Believe in what God said. Amen. Romans, let me go back down now and read it. 1 Corinthians 1 and 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. My brother Joe ain't never been much on some of this, unbiblical dogmatic, teaching. Amen. Some of them folks have got pretty slick ways of saying things, but when you pin them down, they don't believe, they don't believe in righteousness. I want to tell you something. If everybody goes to heaven, a lot of these folks are saying, going, you don't have to buy locks for your doors. Come on. But it ain't going to happen, so you ain't got to worry about it. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only. Here the apostle is showing, amen, that the gospel is not some empty rhetoric. Amen. Come on, it's not empty words of men. They sent them soldiers out to get Jesus. And they went out there to where Jesus is teaching. And they came back to them old Pharisees empty-handed. And they said, what's the matter? We told you to bring us Jesus. They said, never a man speak like him. He don't talk like you Pharisees and you scribes and them Sadducees. This man speaks with authority. Woo! My. The words that I speak, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. That's the gospel. Amen. Oh, they're not nothing dead, slick, amen, and corrupted. It's pure. It's holy. It's undefiled. Woo! Glory. Let me hurry. Amen. For the wisdom of God, by wisdom, you got fools in the state, the preaching to save them that believe. Amen. You cannot, if wisdom and worldly wisdom and all of this philosophy would have brought, amen, true spiritual renovation to the world, the Greeks would have, amen, made the utopia. Amen, because they mastered in it. And if governments, amen, let's just give another group a little bit of heads up here. Amen, if governments could have saved it, the Romans would have, amen, built the absolute global, because almost all governments are based upon the Roman systems of government. By the way, you might not know it, but most church governments are based upon the Roman systems of government. Come on. Established in a more godly principle, but yet on an organized hierarchical system. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Man ain't never made anything that would fix what was wrong with himself. Amen. Come on. But I know somebody, amen, that knows how to fix what's wrong. Yes, what does it require, Brother Joe? It requires that we cooperate with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Come on. Without that, you can forget it. What I told Brother Kenny this morning, I told him, if we don't obey God, we don't believe this book, I said, there ain't no hope for us. You can go ahead and write it down. You might as well go and join that world, for that matter. Amen. Don't waste your time being religious, because all you do is be religious and go to hell with all the rest of the crowd. Amen. Let me hurry. 1 Corinthians, amen, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5, for our gospel came not in the word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. You know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Notice what he said, it came in power, not in word only, but in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfd.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfd.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.